You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We are recording at the LCMS convention in Phoenix, Arizona, and today we get to meet some of the children and youth who are serving at the convention. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin by visiting cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining me at the KFUO booth at the LCMS convention are students who are serving at the convention. First up, we have Zoe. Zoe, hello.
Hello.
And we also have Jenny. Jenny, welcome.
Hello.
And JT sitting right here by me. JT, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Greetings.
Well, thank you all for being my guest on the Coffee Hour. Now, I know that you have some important work to do here at the convention, so thank you for taking some time away from your regular duties. I know you have practice and other things to do to be ready to serve here at the convention. Zoe, how are you serving at the convention? What's your job?
I'm in the choir.
Excellent. Do you sing in a choir back at home too?
No, I don't have a specific choir for school, though we will be in the balcony and sing for church occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And Jenny, what are your responsibilities for convention?
I'm both singing in the choir and I'm also doing altar guild.
So you're doing two jobs.
Yes.
Excellent. And JT, tell me about your responsibilities here at convention.
I'm acolyting specifically. I'm carrying the big old banners.
All right. Very good. And what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. And Jenny, what grade are you in?
Sixth.
Sixth. And Zoe?
I'm going into fourth.
Congratulations. Everybody's starting a new school year. Oh, wait. We can't talk about school yet. It's not time to talk about school yet, is it? It's still summer. Oh, wait. We won't talk about that. Well, tell me about where is home for you? What city or town do you call or state do you call home? And then we'll talk about how you got here. Zoe?
Well, I call St. Louis, Missouri home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have family there, though some live other places.
And Jenny, how about you? Where's home for you?
I live in Ossian, Indiana.
Very good. All right. And JT?
I live in Decatur, Indiana.
And how did each of you get here? Was it a long trip to get here, JT?
Like a couple hours we were flying
uh-huh.
on an airplane.
All right. How about you, Jenny?
So we're also flying. We took two planes. We took one from Fort Wayne to Chicago and then a bigger one from Chicago to Phoenix.
All right. And how about you, Zoe? How did you get here?
I took a direct plane flight from Missouri to Phoenix.
Me too. And that was probably a faster way to get here. I have some family who are traveling by car and it's a long drive, driving for 2 days. So what do you like about serving at convention? Now, Zoe, I know you're singing in the choir. Have you had some practices yet?
Yes. We just finished our second practice, and I like the practices. I think the music's really beautiful.
And you'll be singing for some of the services here at the convention. Is that correct?
I'm singing for both Saturday and Sunday.
Outstanding. And Jenny, you're singing in the choir and you're also in the altar guild, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you like about those responsibilities?
So I'm in the choir. I really like to sing.
Mm-hmm.
I do choir at my school as well. And I also really like serving in the altar guild.
What are your duties in altar guild? What will you be doing?
So we'll be... before the service tonight, we'll be setting up, like, putting out the chalice and the bread and wine and whatever. And then after the service, we'll have to pick up everything and wash up everything and get it ready for Saturday.
Very good. JT, you are an acolyte, and you'll be carrying a very large banner. What do you enjoy about that? Have you had any practice for that
here yes.
at the convention? Yeah?
Yeah, the banner's very top-heavy.
Is it? So you have to have some good strength to carry that then.
Yes.
How far you'll be processing with the banner?
So in the very back corner, there's the vestment area.
Mm-hmm.
Where we walk from there and then we turn at the first intersection. And then we turn once we get to the side with, I think it's the lectern. And then we turn there, and basically I'll just turn right around once I reach the stage and put the banner inside the socket.
So you're
and then I'll
carrying
just go
this
sit down.
All the way across the hall then in the convention center? Is
yeah.
that right? Wow. I'm impressed. So what other things do you need to do to prepare? What are the rehearsals like for choir? You've spent some time rehearsing. How many songs are you rehearsing, or how many pieces are you rehearsing, Jenny?
Well, we have a lot. I'm not exactly sure how many.
Because you're singing pieces for Divine Service, which are happening after we record this, and then you're also singing for morning
matins.
Prayer? Matins?
Matins.
On Sunday, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of pieces. Now, are you singing in parts, or is everything in unison?
We have unison, but also a lot of parts.
There's alto and soprano, and we're separating those in some of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a friend told me there were 15 songs.
15 songs. And you're preparing all of them while you're... Did you have any preparation to do at home, or did it all start here?
So my piano teacher, not everyone there from Missouri, but our piano teacher, Miss Teresa, and her husband, Mr. Telke, they recorded recordings. Mr. Telke would play the piano, and Miss Telke sang, so we could follow along that at home. And then they sent us binders, so we could also follow that. Then we had two rehearsals with the kid from Zion.
Very good. So you did have some preparation at home. Jenny, was it like that for you too?
Yes, we had some rehearsals with Mrs. Bassaro at Redeemer, and those were scattered throughout. I think the first one was in June.
So you've been preparing for a little bit.
Yeah.
JT, was there anything you needed to do at home to prepare for this trip?
I was dragged along on my brother's choir practices.
So your brother's in the choir, I see.
Yes, my brother's in the choir, but really I didn't do anything to prepare for being an acolyte here.
Other than making sure you have, you know, some strength to carry that banner, right?
Yeah.
How many new people have you met by helping out at convention? Have you made some new friends, Jenny?
Yes, I've made quite a few new friends. Most of the girls who've been doing Altar Guild, and some of the choir people.
Mm-hmm. Zoe, have you made some new friends?
No, not really, but I do know some of the people. So my brother's also doing it. He's 7 now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some friends named the Wagners, Riker, and Reagan. Then the other girl from our church is Penelope.
So you have a few friends here already. Very good. JT, have you made some new friends, met some new people here at the convention?
Every single one of the acolytes.
All the acolytes. Do you know how many acolytes there are?
There's 9 of us.
It takes 9 acolytes for, wow, it's a pretty big service.
Yeah, so there's 3 crucifers, 4 torches, and 2 banners.
That's quite the procession. Thank you all for spending some time with me on the coffee hour and for being servants here at the LCMS convention. Mm-hmm. I hope that it's a great experience for you. Thanks for being my guests.
You're welcome.
We are talking with students who are serving at the LCMS convention in Phoenix, Arizona today. And I have with me 2 students, Matthew. Matthew, welcome to the coffee hour.
Welcome too.
And Luke. Luke, welcome to the coffee hour.
Welcome.
And these guys, you look like you might be friends, or maybe, are you brothers?
We're brothers.
Well, thanks for serving at the convention. I'm interested in learning about how you're serving at the convention, but before that, let's talk about where you're from. Where are you from?
Kansas. Topeka, Kansas.
Topeka, Kansas. How did you get to the LCMS convention?
We drove a car.
You drove a car?
Yeah.
From Topeka. How long of a drive was that?
Like 17 hours.
Wow. Did you drive all the way through, or did you stop and do some fun things?
We stopped at to a hotel in New Mexico, and then slept for a night, and then we drove to Arizona.
I see.
Arizona.
So was that a really long car ride?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very long. Well, I'm glad you made it here, and I'm glad you're here serving at the LCMS convention. Let's talk about how you're serving at the convention. What is your job here at the convention?
We're going to sing.
You're singing. Is that your job too, Luke?
Yes.
All right. So how have you sung in a choir before?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah? And do you enjoy singing in the choir back at home?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So tell me about singing in the choir here. Did you have to do anything to prepare at home before you came to the convention to be ready for the choir?
Yes.
Yeah? What are some things that you did back at home, Matthew?
We
we practiced singing.
Mm-hmm. So you got the music ahead of time, and you were able to look at that and practice singing before the convention.
Yes.
Yeah.
In singing at the convention, what are, do you recall some of the songs or some of the pieces that you're singing? Do you recall any of them, Luke?
Christ, Jesus, strong bands, mm-hmm. and this joyful Easter tide. God is my shepherd. What about you, Luke?
And thanks to God. Thanks be to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he has arisen, alleluia.
You have a lot of songs to prepare for this, right? You're singing for yes. the divine service and for matins this week. Is that right?
Yes.
So two services, you have a lot to prepare. How are the rehearsals going? You've had some rehearsals since you've been here at the convention already.
Yes.
How are the rehearsals going?
Great.
Yeah? Have you made some new friends? Have you met some new people here?
Yes.
Yeah? How many people are in the choir? Any idea?
I don't know, like a lot.
A lot. So you've made the trip here to the convention. You're singing in the services and been doing some practices. What are some other things you've gotten to do since you've been here at the convention?
Well, we got some ready for like the downstairs where we're singing.
Have you done some other fun things in the Phoenix area since you've been here?
Yes, we swim in the pool.
Yeah.
Got to swim in the hotel pool?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Now, how does it compare here, the weather here in Phoenix, compared to home in Kansas?
It's hot. It's hot here.
It's very hot here.
It's like warm at Kansas.
Is there anyone that you would like to say hello to that might be listening today? You want to say hi to maybe some teachers or some family? Yeah.
I will say hi to my dad and Annalise.
Yeah. Luke, how about you? Anyone you want to say hi to that might be listening today?
Sister?
Your sister? You want to say hi to your sister? Oh, you have two sisters?
Yes. Yeah.
Are they also helping out at the convention?
No.
Well, definitely not one, because one is... is 1 year old.
Oh, yeah.
And the other's not.
I see.
She's 4. She's clear.
So if you were to come back to a convention in the future, would you want to have the same job or a different job?
I wouldn't want to have the same
the
job.
The same.
Yeah? The same job?
Yes.
Singing in the choir?
Yeah.
Very good. Have you had a chance to visit the exhibit hall yet here at the convention? And go see some of the exhibits down the hall here, see some of the other people that brought some things to share at the convention?
No.
Not yet?
No. Yes.
Maybe you'll have the chance to do that. I know that you have some more preparation to do before Divine Service. That's coming up right after we're done recording today. So I know you have probably some preparation to do for that. Well, thank you both for spending some time with me here on the coffee hour before you get back to doing your job here at the convention. Thanks for being my guests. Matthew, Luke, thanks for joining me on the coffee hour today.
Thank you for letting us be here.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We are at the LCMS convention in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, you got to hear from several of the children who are serving at the LCMS convention. Now joining me is Olivia Gashler. She is the project coordinator for Sing, Pray, and Keep His Ways in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Olivia, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
I am just so delighted to get to talk with you. I got to talk with the adorable children just a few minutes ago and hear their voices and share them with our listeners. Now we get to talk about some of the behind-the-scenes things and your role. What is your role at this LCMS convention?
So I have been managing the schedule for the children, getting them to their rehearsals. We had a servant activity plan for them. I scheduled some free time activities for them, so just making sure they showed up on time, were prepared. It's been chaotic, but also really fun.
Great. That it can be both, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. So your title is Project Coordinator for Sing, Pray, and Keep His Ways.
Yes.
What is Sing, Pray, and Keep His Ways? What is this project?
Yes. Sing, Pray, and Keep His Ways is a 5-year project of LCMS worship. We were given a Lilly Endowment grant to support this project, and it's really related to engaging children in worship. We're taking a look at activities like we saw in the service last night, so mm-hmm. choirs, altar guild, acolyting, some other activities too, but then taking a deeper look into those and how they can be opportunities for spiritual care, mm-hmm. catechesis and discipleship, and building relationships with children. And we have 12 people in our first cohort right now in congregations largely in the Midwest. We'd like to expand that if we can.
Mm-hmm.
But they're each doing their own pilot projects related to those things, reporting back to us and sharing their ideas. And we are hoping to bring some more people into the project soon. So that's kind of where we are and what it's all about.
So how does what's happening here at convention, what are some of the ways that children are a part of that here at this convention?
Mm-hmm. We had 35 choir members,
okay.
And 9 acolytes and 9 altar guild members.
Very good.
And we
got to meet some of them just yes. a little bit ago. They were great kids. So what does that entail? That's a lot of children, a lot mm-hmm. leading, guiding. What all does that entail for them? Let's start with the choir.
Sure. So they were all given the music ahead of time and showed up incredibly prepared. Mr. Jonathan Bussaro directed the choir, and they just took off and had great success right from the beginning and produced a beautiful sound, and it was a piece of cake. So they prepared the music and came and rehearsed all day and did a wonderful job at both of those services.
Mm-hmm. And then Altar Guild.
Yes. They worked with Deaconess Kara Patton. Mm-hmm. She trained them. Both of the congregations that sent Altar Guild children have junior Altar Guilds at their congregations. So they were kind of prepared mm-hmm. for what they had to do, but Deaconess Patton showed them the ropes for doing those things here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had fun doing that too. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And acolytes.
Acolytes. Gabriel Fries came in and took over. He had a plan from the beginning and did just an excellent job of coordinating with them, and they did a wonderful job.
Fantastic. And they had some serious duties. We talked with JT earlier about that and
yes.
his role as an acolyte, talking about carrying the banner all the way across
yes.
the convention hall. That it's like it required a lot of strength to hold it up. Like it was kind of pretty heavy. So what do you hope will be the benefits of investing in opportunities like this for children to learn and serve in this way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think we would love to see these children in roles like pastors, deaconesses, church musicians 10 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked a lot to our cohort members about, for lack of a better term, tracking these children to see where they end up.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing how many of them do end up in those positions because of these experiences, because of building relationships with their cantor at church, with their pastor. Does that lead to increased pastors in that group?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What have you learned through your time with these kids and coordinating? Because there was a lot of preparation for mm-hmm. this as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably, I'm sure, had some sort of vision of what this would be like when you were preparing for it. How does this time now here at the convention compare with what you envisioned it would be? What
yes.
have you been learning through all this?
Yes. I think the big takeaway is just there's so much joy in including children in worship. Not only the joy that they get to experience and clearly demonstrate in their music making, preparing the elements, and doing the acolyte duties too, but also the joy that you hear from the people in the congregation. I've had so many people say it was just a wonderful thing, and it brought so much to the service.
I hear many young voices behind us. I'm guessing that might be them
down the
hall. It
might be. There are still some here, yes.
Well, fantastic. What would you like for us to know about Sing, Pray, and Keep His Ways? How can we learn more about that and what's happening with it?
Yes. You can definitely sign up for our updates that we send out. We'd be glad to share those emails. We are actively recruiting for our second cohort. So if this is something that your congregation or a congregation you know of would be a good fit, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to talk to you. And also pray for the congregations that are involved. We really want this to be a success and to be able to share what we learn with everyone. So pray for us all.
What's the best way to learn about Sing, Pray, and Keep His Ways? lcms.org/worship. Very good. lcms.org/worship. You can find out more about Sing, Pray, and Keep His Ways. And I bet I know the live stream included the services from here at the convention. Mm-hmm. Will there be other opportunities? I guess maybe you can go back and watch the YouTube videos.
Yes.
And see, hear the kids singing and serving at the LCMS convention.
Yes.
Well, Olivia, thank you so much for spending this time with me here at the convention. I know you have responsibilities to get back to keep that schedule going. So thank you for spending this time with me here on the Coffee Hour. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Olivia Gashler, Project Coordinator for Sing, Pray, and Keep His Ways at the LCMS Office of National Mission, serving at the LCMS Convention in Phoenix, Arizona. You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour is a production of KFUO. This program and our station are dependent on listeners just like you. To support KFUO Radio, our podcast, and all the other programming, please make your gift or pledge today at kfuo.org/give and help us continue sharing the good news of Christ for you anytime, anywhere. kfuo.org/give.